Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. This, that, and third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks. Type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoking Fire. I'm your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I am here with my wonderful co-host. But before I introduce the rest of the gang, I would like to thank everyone for subscribing on YouTube, leaving a comment, 5-star comments if you got, like, you know, Apple Podcasts, leaving a like, leaving some good words of encouragement or discouragement, anyway, you know, that's cool too. Helps the algorithm. thank you everybody who's been supporting us so far. The people who don't, you're important too. Linktree.com/FIYASQUAD is where you could interact with us more on a deeper level and other things to interact with. Now to my co-host, the Dirty Bird himself, leading his own division. Who'd have thought after Tom Brady just showed y'all who his daddy was? Who is your daddy? The Dirty Bird himself, B Mag. Rebuild B Mag.
Don't throw that last part in there.
My bad. Oh my God. You got it.
Hey,
spicy B Mag. And last but not least, we have the man with the plan. You see him right there with the shades on.
You heard?
The rays on. About to get a rage on. Johnny Tsunami, a.k.a. Giovanni. Woo! Oh, shit. Let me get my soundtrack together. Let me get my soundtrack together. Hold up. Y'all playing with God right now. All right, so what we're going to start off with today, talk sports. Like I said, the Falcons, they're ahead in their division.
My team ass. Well, so we in their division. So. Panthers. Oh, it's over. It's over for us. Like, I don't even need to talk football.
Future, bro. We need that.
Man, it's over for
y'all
us.
Y'all got a future too, just not in this future.
Is it the near future? Hopefully we got the near future. Cause,
probably.
Cause but some bullshit.
I do understand that what's your boy named Bryce Young?
Yeah, Young dude. So you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's cool.
He might be the only quarterback in that division starting next year.
If.
Damn.
Like, if. Somebody was telling me that his the only reason why he's on the team because the owner, his wife banged with him or something with him. Yeah, I ain't never even know that. Like, that's crazy. I'm like, damn. How the hell you got that much pull as a young nigga? I got this man, this old white man wife. She in love with me. She say, yeah, I need him. I need to look at that. That's what I need to look at.
That's crazy as shit.
That's lit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he get it together. He be out there looking like me. Like, bro, like, what he doing? Throw the ball. Like, what's going on here? Should be just in a way. I'm like, yeah, I chalked our season up a long time ago.
How many wins y'all got? Two?
One. Yeah.
One!
Yeah, we got one. Yeah, it's over us. And we gave our first round pick away. So it's like, all of this for nothing. All this losing for nothing.
It was crazy that y'all could still win the division right now.
That's nuts.
It's what? We 6-6. That means it's 11. It's 5 games left. Everybody lose, then y'all win all y'all games, y'all right there.
You heard. That's all right. That's a beautiful thing. Keep hope alive.
That'd just keep hope alive.
Shit. Damn. Oh, man.
What happened?
Oh, you know what happened?
What happened?
The music get a little crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about. Shut the fuck down. All right, moving on. Let's get to my topics, man, before I just start idly talking. Nobody wants that.
That's about idly talking.
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa! Whoa! All right, let me put the shades on. You ain't going to get me, bitch. You ain't going to get me. Hey, it's my boy right there. My boy, my boy.
Man, hey, mm-hmm. Last night was cool. A little retirement party at work. Yeah. You know how the work functions go. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You get to see.
You get to see people in their natural element.
You know, especially with that liquor kick in. It's like, woo-wee. Yeah.
What was y'all doing at?
What is it? Chillum?
Northwest? Yeah, Chillum Place, Northwest.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a nice little ballroom type setting. Everybody in there, families, you know, niggas' families in there. Some nice little cool shorties. Outside of work clothes, I say everybody in our office.
He's going straight there. He drove through the bushes. He didn't even stop at the red light. He drove through the bushes. I'm a driver through the bushes. Hey, about to look at that some tushy.
Hey, yo.
Hey, I'm a driver through the bushes. Day. God damn. All right. Well, I didn't say shit yet.
Straight through the bush, right to the spot. You know, some guys in there getting a little crazy.
All right, so B. So B, let me ask you this. What would you say are some guaranteed rules to office work parties?
Kill.
Guaranteed rules?
Yes.
Yeah,
for like me, I'd say...
Like a Ten Commandments type of shit.
I'd say never get too drunk in front of your coworkers.
Never. Okay, that's number one.
That could be number one. That could be number one.
You get turnt, but don't get sloppy.
Never bring somebody, too. That's going in there. I don't know what number that is, but you don't bring...
But it depends on
a
who.
Situation. It don't matter. You don't bring
don't
a
bring
situation.
Nobody.
You don't bring no situation. You bring your folks, like your friends.
Oh, yeah.
My mans. I can bring my mans. But another shorty to a work function?
Yeah, that's
knowing
sticky.
I got a work joint in there that I've been trying to pull my move at. Never.
That's sticky. Dude.
Never.
Yeah, that's a strong set.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, nah, what's that? Where we at? Two?
Yeah, that's two.
Don't bring a shorty. Don't get too drunk. Damn.
Wheels. I would say you would want your own wheels.
Have your way in and out until you can leave and shit? Yeah, definitely.
I would say. Because if you want, like, what if the person you rode with got too drunk? Now you got to do some.
You got to drive them home.
Yeah, this and that. You got to do a whole bunch of hard calculus and shit. Like, now we got to think.
Who going to drive my car? All
right, somebody got to drive my car. I got to drive you home, and then you drive me back, and then I'll Uber back. Like, that's crazy.
Hey, if your boss did.
Oh, shit.
Leave that nigga alone, bro.
Bro, I don't think the government should show up to company. I mean, I understand you're still a human, but you kind of give up some of your motherfucking gravitas when you join the
your
corporate
cool
rank.
Points.
Yeah.
Your cool points go down.
Like, you can't just show up and be like, it's me. Because there's going to be somebody here you fucked over, and they're going to talk to you.
Yeah.
There's gonna be somebody there you fucked over.
At least one.
At least one.
But see, most times, that one person might not say nothing. So they like, shit.
That's like a cop going to jail.
Oh, it's over for, bro.
It's over for, like, bro. For real. Like, why? You shouldn't be it. Because we all going to be honest. Niggas in a natural element.
Yeah.
We don't work campus no more.
Uh-huh.
And we lit.
Oh yeah, it's up.
Let me talk to you for a second. I still don't like that shit you did 7 years ago. Let me talk to you for a second.
Let me holler at you again about it.
Right. No, nah, yeah.
But nah, that's but see, you gotta think. That's your time to also get in good. Cause if it's your supervisor a female, then you know. You know, she get a little
that rule, they go two different ways.
It's over for him.
But the female job,
we in there. Don't smack at your supervisor.
Well,
don't bring a shorty. Don't get too drunk.
Have an exit. Not have an exit plan.
You need
an exit strategy. Yeah. Not necessarily have a whip, but have an exit strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, you need a way out of there.
Because it could go bad.
Hell yeah. But if it go, and then if it's shorties in there that you talking to.
Oh wow.
Or if you brought a shorty you talk to, you gotta be cool about pulling your move with other shorties in there. Like, come on, bro. He's going straight there.
You gotta be cool
on how you pull your move. Cause if you ain't pulling your move cool, then it's like you just gonna have the whole party going. The party gonna be over. Cause your bitch is in there acting crazy.
Well, it's over for somebody. Man, it'll be over for somebody in the equation.
Man. And if you got beef with niggas in there, just don't go to the party.
Rule number five. Rule number five.
Don't go to the party. If you got beef, internal beef in your workplace, don't go to the party.
That would you have brought me to the party. I was like, hey, let me go with you. You let me go to the job.
Yeah, see, that's one of them things.
But.
Are you cooling?
But. I'm smart. I wouldn't do that.
It's like, look, you cooling? Okay. That's what I'm gonna ask you.
What?
He say, I'm trying to pull up. You cooling? If he say, yeah, then he could go. But when we get in there, if I see that this nigga is not cooling, it's like, bro, let's go. Set me up. It's
back,
time to go.
Back to the exit strategy,
see?
But in that situation, if you already know if it could be something, why would you even introduce two elements?
The situation that it could be.
With alcohol involved and say, like, he don't know. He coming and his man know about the situation.
You got a solid exit strategy.
Exactly.
No.
And then what you
need
say,
exit strategy because it'd already be safe.
Then you said, don't get too drunk. So you shouldn't be in there too drunk anyway.
You giving niggas rules before they pull up?
What you mean? That's not your man rule, but in him too. Because if you know the issue there, you don't want to get too drunk. Then he got the upper hand on you.
You would invite the issue to another issue. You would be making the issue. You would be the issue.
Yeah, I'm the issue.
No, I wouldn't do it.
So you got to be cool enough to keep the issue not an issue. If you can't do that, then
walk
it's
me
like,
through it.
All right, let's see.
That's when the cat pull up. Everybody
we pull up to the party.
Yep.
We at the party. I know it's a situation in the party.
Okay.
Possible situation, all that. I know that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I monitor him and keep him cool, the other situation, I really ain't got to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
As long as my man cool,
uh-huh,
then it's going to be cool. But then once I see him getting, he ain't cool. It's like, hey, bro, exit strategy. No. Plan A, you know what I'm saying? We out of here. Unless I want to see him get his issue off. then that's when I'm the problem.
And that's where the truth comes in at. Because you're be starting shit.
No, I ain't starting it. We ain't starting it.
We're going to let it happen.
Huh? We're going to let it happen. That's, I ain't starting it. I did let it happen, though. I could have stopped it.
That goes back to niggas like you inviting two shorties you talking to at the same time to the same event. That's the same thing.
In a sense.
And be like, oh, you cool? You gonna be cool? What? See,
bitches be emotional.
I'm about to say it's different.
Niggas be emotional.
After liquor.
Yeah, I'm about to say not to the same effect.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's like she already in her head. I don't like her. I'm about to do shit on purpose to get her to be bothered. Niggas, of course we do that. We catch a look or a hand there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, fuck is you looking at? You know, one of them like, little looks.
I got it. My man, 12 years ago, this young we was working with, he was about to fuck her in the store.
All right, now.
Both of them had another person at the time. She was... All right, so... 12 years later, his wife remembers everything because you know how women do. So they the other one remembered her too. She went and spoke. Wife ain't say shit, just looked at her. She remembered that shit.
Damn.
She about to fuck this nigga. She about to fuck this nigga. She about to fuck as we speak. Right now, she remembered that shit. She saw when that bitch ain't speak, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck your nigga. 12
years See later. See what I'm saying?
This is a true story.
See what I'm
12
saying?
12 years later.
Exactly.
So you really gotta watch what you do.
Exactly.
I hope they're not watching this.
But if you are.
There's one scene.
I'm just glad I'm wearing shades today.
But yeah, it's the difference between.
They gonna flip out off. They ready to flip out. You know what I'm saying? We need a real reason.
To is there, flip out is there another ashtray over there?
Hey, bro, what's up with this guy? Is this one?
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Then you bring an ashtray over there?
Bro, hold, I never brought it. It's somewhere else.
Hey, yo.
You think I can see that far? No, I have shades on.
That right. Wasn't a true story.
I fabricated it all.
All
right. You say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Production I figured, guy. The mother, production guy will cut that out. Don't even worry.
Motherfucker, you. All right, so. First off, let me fix my mic before I start cursing you two niggas out. John first.
Oh, man.
John first. Yeah, you're first on the list.
I didn't do anything.
No, heavens.
What did I do?
All right.
What did I do?
Fix my mic. Yeah.
See, that means you ain't supposed to be saying shit.
That's why you gotta fix your mic. This is an omen. This is a showman. The fuck you talking about? All right. Like y'all connect the shit to my beard, motherfucker. All right, so first off, you full of shit. Because you know if two of your mans is beefing, you would not invite them both to the same spot where alcohol is involved and there's already tension. You know it.
I would highly advise against it. I'm like, yeah, bro. You know,
why would you do it? You would be a messy nigga just to invite them both.
Because niggas is grown men. I can't tell no, bro. Niggas you can't go. Then what if he pull up in his own car?
You might be exonerated if he pull up in his own car. Like, I can't help it. I can't make him that
deal. If you bring him to the jump, you can kind of
control
it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He pull up on his own. He just a wild nigga.
He ready to go.
I'd rather you come with me.
You hear me?
But to control it. The nigga, if he a wild nigga. Like,
yeah, because even regardless, he going to do what he want to do. But at least I can control it.
I want to curse you out next.
I'm going to curse you out next.
You can't.
Are you right? You right? You right? You right? You right? You motherfucker. Like, yeah, yeah. Moving on. Moving on. NBA in-season tournament. It's over.
They won 250 after taxes.
500K.
231 after taxes. In the state of California.
You got each?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, each player. After taxes, you got
231. Well, straight to the casino.
That's a nice little, you know.
Put
nice
that back in the casino.
Hard day. Actually, it should go to charity.
Okay. My bad.
I love how you know that y'all crying like, oh, yeah, this is a big thing. They really been trying, like, big up this tournament talking shit.
Yeah,
so like. Who the fuck was that like, oh, yeah, this going to go to my vacation? It's gonna fund the vacation.
See
I mean,
what I'm
it's,
saying?
It's
just, now, my only critique of the tournament is if, to me, the best thing for them to do is like do like not inter-conference play, but outside of conference play. Like you could play anybody. Like do like seeded jumps with anybody. Like say like you got Milwaukee play the Thunder, and you can make new rivalries that way too. Instead of just these fucking conferences like the 76ers and the Celtics all over again.
Oh, that's boring now. You said that's...
I mean, we done it.
We got to move up from there.
We could do something else.
Yeah.
I feel like they could do something else. I mean, y'all got money to throw around. Put this motherfucking air travel together. We do two games over here. Then we do two games over there. And then whoever wins that, we'll play another game too.
Ticket sales going to go up.
Yeah. And Ja Morant coming back in 7 games. Is it 6 now?
What is he coming back to?
Derrick Rose. He's coming back to Derrick Rose and Marcus Smart. He's hurt, though.
He said he's not coming back to too much.
Nah,
he said by the time he get back, he going to whip the strap out of him. He going to be frustrated. What the fuck is going on here? In his bag already. What's that movie?
Bucks, and they played good as shit when he ain't played last.
When he
ain't
played, yeah.
What the fuck happened?
It's like now. It's like, what was going on?
Where's, I don't know why everybody's in such an uproar about Ja Morant. If you see his shooting percentage, you shouldn't be scared of him with a gun.
So you saying bystanders shouldn't have anything to worry about?
No,
because he in this.
He's in too deep. Like Mekhi Phife. Okay. I have a question. Say you out in the wild, right? Yeah. And you run into a nigga, he be like, "Yo, John, what's good, dog? I ain't see you in Bukumbaga." And you don't remember his name. What do you do?
I'm avoiding saying his name at all costs.
Walk me through it. How do you avoid saying his name?
It's like, "What's good, fool? How you been?" Bruh. You know what I'm saying? Damn, bro, I ain't seen you in. Yeah.
You get the bro, you get the bro.
Okay. To death. I tell him, like, yeah, but see how I get niggas is like, "Hey, bro, how you spell your name, bro? My cousin got the same name, but he spelled his shit weird." He like,
Say, bro, you know my name Matthew, bro. My name Matthew, bro.
And I'd be like, "Yeah, my cousin spelled his with one T, bro. Shit is weird." It's like, I'm lying like
that's
shit.
That's a good move, though. I like that.
So got to throw
but
that.
But as the other nigga in that situation, you got to know, like, he ain't know my name.
This nigga ain't know my name.
That happened to me at work.
He don't know me. He don't remember me.
That happened to me at work.
I catch you on the flip.
Because both of y'all know I'm horrible with names and remembering
the worst
names. Got it. So it was an old supervisor came in. He like, "What's good, Hug? What's good?" I'm like, "Yo, what's good? What's up? How you been?" And I asked Andrew, I'm like, "Who's that?" "That was what you call it."
So that's that nigga.
In my defense, he looked a little different.
Yeah.
He looked a little different.
You probably ain't even know that nigga name when he did.
No. I would have thought about it deeply.
Like, who is?
But I didn't know how to do that trick. I'm gonna use that trick too.
They got to.
I'm definitely gonna use the trick.
With the shorties, there's one John. Her name was fucking Jade.
I fucked that up.
She was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Nah, you spell your name again?" She was like, "Jade." And I'm like, "Damn." I'm like, "Yeah, see, for some reason, my cousin spelled hers with an I." She was like, "Oh, I never heard it like that before." I'm like, "Gotcha. Hey. You heard. It's over. It's over at that point. I got you. Jade? I don't fucking know how to spell Jade." Yeah. Said, "Now I got to be quick. Think of some shit that'll keep her from not paying attention to this. Jade. Ain't no way anybody spelling Jade no other way." Who's doing that? Works like a clown.
J-A-Y-D-E some shit.
What the hell?
J-A-Y-D-E. Okay.
Nah, it wasn't even that. It was the J-A-Y-D-E. Hey, fool.
Hey, B, stop.
I thought you was doing
you,
it.
You fuck!
I thought you was doing it on purpose.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to get my shit together. I was trying to add to the conversation. You niggas, this is like a fifth wall over there. If I could just jump through it, I will dive off of it.
Nigga, J-A.
You see what I go through? Watch, this is gonna be a lawsuit that I filed.
That's funny. I think you was making.
Like, look how they treat me.
You was making fun of niggas that stutter. See?
This is how they treated me. Yep. So.
Oh shit.
How do y'all make y'all noodles?
On the stove.
Stove.
Yeah.
I feel like if I feel lazy, I'll microwave them.
Yeah.
But as far as I want good noodles, I'm stoving it. You got a stove. I feel like my mother, don't nobody make noodles like my mother. For some reason, I'm like, damn, because the what is the word? The texture and consistency of the noodles and shit. It's like, how does she do it? How does she do this?
Can I get them jumps like my mother?
I'm telling you, off the stove. And she did it off the stove, so it's like, bet, until I get it like that, I'm doing it on the stove. But if I ain't got the time, beep.
Mm. Put some wood in that bitch.
Push some
buttons.
All right, so.
Ain't no better feeling than pushing them buttons and walking away.
Walk me through it. What you do when it get done? What you putting in it? What you adding to it? How you making it chores?
How you
making this?
How you
what's
doing
your signature
that,
noodles?
Like now or back then?
Now.
What's your signature noodles?
What you need a pack of noodles in a minute.
For real?
Yeah. Damn, it's been.
You think you fell off?
Yeah, I did. It's been
niggas like just stopped
six,
liking
six
them.
6 months.
Damn.
It's over for noodles.
Yeah.
Ain't no coming back. 6 months, no noodles.
Yeah. So you think you make them right now, they be busting or not?
I gotta get a practice on that.
Oh, one practice. Oh, damn. You can't go back to the hood, be back. He can't go back to the hood. He forgot how to make noodles. Oh, shit. Take his hood card. Where's wallet?
Right, cause you can't make them just like on a pack. Like, nah, you gotta jazz it up a little bit. Yeah. Otherwise, it's gonna be like,
I know.
Like your mother made them Johnson. I don't know what she did.
What she was putting in it.
It was something.
Something.
It was love.
Nah, for real. That's real love.
It was love.
I got to stop putting love in my noodles.
Yeah.
My father, he OD'd with his noodles. He added shrimp and egg. Bro. And I'm like, bro.
We do a thing.
Yeah.
Like, how do you cook shrimp
fast? Exactly.
You can't cook shrimp fast, kid.
Like you're defeating the purpose.
You got to start that early.
Defeating the purpose of eating noodles, bro.
What?
Exactly. Yes.
An hour before he started making
an hour just for ramen.
Yes. Just for the ramen.
Little vegetables and shit.
Yes. I'm like, Dad.
I'm like, bro, that's
why you. That's too much. Yeah, that's not why I'm making noodles.
It's a $15 dish now.
He made a thing out of this.
Yeah. You slice strips of steak.
Not turning this into a thing.
They're
gonna turn noodles into a thing.
Yeah,
which
I want
cool, but it can't be a thing.
It can't be a thing.
I want a peanut butter jelly sandwich, but I'm a French toasted and then oven baked.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
What the fuck
saying?
You made
warm the jelly up before. Exactly.
Powdered sugar. It's a thing now.
Yeah, no, we not. That's quick meals are not supposed to be a thing.
So how do y'all make couple noodles?
Hot sauce.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it was my sauce that bitch.
Okay. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Two.
You don't
two,
need two. No add-ins. You already got the little free.
The free, that's it.
Little
that's
sad ass shrimp.
That's a little better like, than the ramen jumps in the pack. Yeah. That make more sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's already a $10 dish.
Yep,
then you get to add an egg and steak to that. It's like $25 for a fucking cup of noodles, bro. Like,
hey, that's same situation.
Crazy.
Water on the stove or with a microwave, whichever like, job.
Yeah. Like, what are we
don't
doing
put
here?
Put the water in there and then put it in the microwave.
So you doing water out the bottle? Or you take the water out of the sink.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Take his hood card, too.
Nah.
Some Avion, some Fiji. Look at these niggas.
Nah, don't do me
what
like
the
that.
Fuck?
I'm out the faucet.
Okay.
Out the faucet. You know
what?
I think I was making my baby mother some noodles. She was like, did you get that water out the faucet?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. She was like, I don't want those. I'm like, you.
Here we go.
Mother.
So now it's a thing.
Was, you boiled it anyway, you straight.
Exactly. And she's like,
Girl math.
It to come out
hard
of there.
Yeah. Girl math.
Bruh.
Hard metals
build character.
It makes you a better person.
Makes you a better person,
bro. Hey, tap water used to go crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Tap water used to go crazy.
Put a cup underneath the tap.
Yes.
Just drink
that. Yes.
You can't.
I don't know. Niggas is bougie. Yeah, now you can't do it. But then tap water used to go crazy. I love me a good glass of tap. Ooh, cold too. Throw some ice. With my noodles, nigga.
Ice pack,
yeah. With my noodles, nigga. Water.
Water and noodles.
With the noodles.
Yeah.
Nah, you get the Kool-Aid with the noodles. You get the Kool-Aid. Yeah. You get the Kool-Aid. But you ain't got no Kool-Aid. That water. Hey, you got that lighter, bro.
I got a lighter, bro.
My God.
My bad.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Man, it's to flame high as hell. It's the crackhead job. Let me not do that, niggas. Oh, he's doing rock. Honestly, yeah, that's better.
Yo, powerful.
Now I'm like a respectable person now.
So, like, let me ask y'all a question. Say you messing with a shawty, right? She just got out of a relationship. She not trying to get in a relationship, but she like you, and she wants you to be the one to tear it down consistently.
Oh, so she new consistent cheeks? Well, I'm new consistent D.
Yes.
The question is, what's the question?
How do you play that position to the best of your ability and not fuck it up? Being a rebounder.
You want to stop?
Nah, you go ahead.
So look, one, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to fuck that situation up. She is. Cause why? Oh my God. You love me. It's like, no. This is consistent. Like, more. Don't confuse consistency with love. Cause now you just out of pocket. You putting us both in a situation mm-hmm. to have your feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, you heard I said that to have your feelings hurt. Cause my feelings like, I'm gonna be a little sad because it's like, damn, I love consistent cheeks. Yeah. You know, depending on what you gotta do for the consistency. Mm-hmm. Eh. But if it's not too much work and I gotta lose that because you in love again and you wanna be in another relationship, it's gonna be her. It ain't gonna be you that mess it up, bro. It's gonna be her every time. Cause she gonna get too head over heels. She trying to fill that void. That's all that is. Don't fall for it, bro.
Don't fall for it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You only need me to say
that. I love this nigga, man. Hello.
Nah,
oh, man.
Oh, man. I hope it ain't too much.
All right, so look. They offering DDL surgery now.
What?
The Dominican dick lip.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Is it Dominican?
Nah, I don't know if it's Dominican, but
it's crazy.
It make your meat longer. Okay. Would I be willing to do it?
What's the recovery time?
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, if I can get a nice little, it'll probably be like almost a year, probably. Yeah. If it's like, yeah, cause like, yeah, I might have put a little too much grabba in there, bro. My bad.
No, you good.
But you know, yeah, baby step it. You got baby step that jump. Nah, my bad, ladies and gentlemen. I don't normally do that. Try to use shrooms anyway.
I'm good. Stop making it seem like I'm some bitch ass nigga. No, I got this.
I mean, you know,
it's fine.
Disclaimer. You gotta put that in the bottom of the screen. Disclaimer.
Woo!
Disclaimer.
Well, like, can you see that?
See?
Maybe. It's so much brighter now. I took the shirt. Holy shit.
One to two weeks?
2 weeks?
One heavy lift and a strenuous activity. 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, so that means I probably can't work too much.
That's,
you know,
great.
We walk all day.
Many patients return to work within the first week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. For how much? Would they chat? What is it? It say nothing.
How much? He needs more information.
Chat, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get something together. They were like, damn. John, you went from a
10 G's to 30.
Nah, I'm good.
That's not even that much. That might be cheap.
I'm not paying 10 bands to get 2 extra inches, fool. I'm not doing that.
Out of pocket, about 15 upfront $1,000 deposit.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. 10 bands.
It's gonna hurt.
Not covered by insurance.
Yeah, nah.
Good.
I need that insurance.
It's gonna hurt.
If insurance can't cover me, I don't need no surgery, bro.
Nah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Just work with what I got.
You heard. It's like, it been working so far, yeah, so.
I ain't need all that no way.
Yeah, like, every time I watch an interview with a dope or a porn star or something like that, they're like, yeah, 5 to 6 inches is great. It's like,
we getting big.
You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Like, so 8, 9, I'm amazing. A god to her. I mean, like, gods. Shit. Like, come on. You know, but see, niggas thing is, niggas, nah, for real. Niggas be wanting to be huge, soft. That's niggas' problem.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
For sure.
Like, damn, fool, it's okay, bro.
I'm about to say, well, you get a good real bitch. Like, you, that's not gonna mean.
That ain't gonna mean nothing, bro. It's like a body count at that point. What does a body count really mean?
I would address that further in my docket. I have a personal docket.
You gotta give yourself half a chub. Yeah, exactly. Never go in without a half a chub, though. Gotta have half a chub.
You gotta get you a nice little.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nice little half. That way, you good.
Yeah, you can't be fresh off the cold shower. Like, you got
half a chub.
It should be some blood flowing anyway. Like, it's a little bit if you know what you about to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Sometimes, the excitement, that shit can throw you off. I was at a bad jump.
Well, it's cold in the room.
First time I was about to hit her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what's going on? I'm like, don't worry. Just relax.
The mental thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The mental thing. You hit footsteps.
I'm finna spank that.
It happens.
She like, we get naked. Psych myself all the way out, bro. I said, sis, don't worry. Just look right here.
Hey, you know, like, your words.
5 to 10 minutes.
Shorty be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Ah,
She's got the twin sisters.
It's like, stop thinking. You're doing too much thinking right now. I'm already thinking too much myself.
Damn, this never happened.
This never.
Yes. You ain't never encountered this before.
Niggas just always hard all the time,
then,
huh?
Then you just like, emotionally terrorize each other bro. Until you go back and redeem yourself.
Oh, got sorts. To. I did. Mm-hmm. 10 to 15 minutes after. I was good, you know what I'm saying? She like, oh, okay, you gonna walk me to my car? I'm like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, yeah.
11 minutes was the best you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you did it good if she walked you to your car.
Shit, and I ain't even going nowhere.
You need some gas?
Drive me to my car, please. Drive me to my car.
Get you something to eat on your way home.
Yeah. I just went and picked you up some food. I'm about to go bring it back to you.
Wash my clothes while I'm here. I'll lay in bed butt naked drinking Sunny Delight.
Yeah, eating grapes and shit.
And pistachios. The and watching Lifetime movies that are shit.
The salted jumps?
Huh?
The salted jumps?
They all salted. Pause.
Nah, they got the non-salted jumps. Pause. Them jumps low-key disgust. Yeah, that's crazy. Pause. Yeah,
have yeah, I, you have, heard.
Nigga said salt is life. Hey, I be thinking I be tripping.
That's all the flavor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Said, have you ever watched one of the Gordon Ramsay Johnson and be like, this shit needs some salt? Like, yeah, that shit ain't taste like nothing. How much pepper you put on that? You need some salt.
Nigga said, nah, salt is life.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
nah, salt get us through.
Yeah.
I ain't like avocados. Oh, yeah. Till my baby mother puts a little salt on it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, shit. What are you on
now? Yeah.
But them Jones plain, I'm like, fuck no, this don't taste like nothing.
Guacamole only tastes the way it do. They get a little salt in that motherfucker.
Hey, nah, don't forget the salt on my
don't
shit.
Don't forget the salt.
Please don't forget the salt. Yeah. Salt is life.
I know what I'm getting into.
Nah, for real. You can't eat too much. Hey. Yeah. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Me and Salt got a good relationship.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know too much of it to kill me. That's with anything.
But so, what are you guys watching on television?
Life, nigga.
Television.
Anybody watch Kanan?
Yep, Raising Kanan came back.
Yep. Oh yeah. I ain't seen the newest. That when they come out Fridays.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I ain't see this Friday joint yet. I ain't see that one yet. I seen the one prior though. Yeah, I bang with it. You know what I'm saying? He don't bang with his mother. It's like, damn. Bruh,
he don't either.
This nigga do not love that, like that lady.
She be lying to this nigga face, bruh.
And every one of them jokes, it's the women, bruh. They out of pocket. Mary J and the joke, yeah. Tariq's.
Yeah. Tariq mother, yeah.
She's the villain. It's like, bro, she lied to everybody. Got her man smoked. Flipped the whole joke. Tariq going down, but yeah. Kanan, his mother, she OD with the lies. Like, damn. Why y'all can't just tell the truth? Tell my man the truth. Daddy a fed. Like, dang.
Hold on. Don't y'all lie to y'all kids?
I try to tell my son the truth every single time me and him have a discussion about anything.
A lot of my kids.
It's like, but I did have a, and that was my but. But. And then he came through. I like my kid.
I was about to say, y'all not telling but these like man the truth.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. It's like, not every, it's some shit you got.
You got to curb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the truth going to come, but not right now, bro. Yeah. Right now, I got to lie. Yeah, you hear me? It's like, but in the midst of it, tell him the truth a little bit.
And it be telling the truth on me.
Mm. Bad. What see fuck? What I'm saying?
My grandmother called yesterday.
Uh oh. Let's go.
What the fuck did he say?
Let's go. Oh,
he be snitching, bro. He was like,
Then it's easy too. It's easy snitching.
He
just talking.
He dropped something. He's like, dang, I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm like, beat your ass? Who told you that, my daddy?
Mm.
last week, no, 2 weeks ago, Courtney jumped. Mother called. Yeah, I was talking to your son, and he was like, there's some shit I know she said. She admitted to it. She was like, stupid ass. I'm gonna knock your stupid ass out. She was like, where you get that from? Who said that? My mommy.
Oh my God.
Damn. She questioning, where were you where you had to say that? I was driving. You know, women drive.
That road rage getting his every time.
She was like, yeah, I remember saying I thought he was asleep.
Oh my.
Hey, yo.
He only do that shit over at his grandparents' house. He don't tell.
That is hilarious. Yeah, my son went to school calling niggas chumps. His grandmother.
He said, nigga, at school. 2 weeks ago, we got the message on the little app.
Oh yeah. My God.
Another student came up and told me he called him a nigga.
I'm sensing a pattern with boy dads. I'm just sensing a pattern,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Nah, them little dudes be hilarious, man.
You don't cuss or nothing in the house. Soon as he get around other place, anywhere that he's embarrassed,
yeah, he know.
He stupid ass nigga. I'm gonna smack this nigga.
Stupid ass. Like, what?
Oh my God!
Hey, you know, said it while I was
hey, make sure the waitress get my man everything he need. He gonna go off on.
I'ma knock your stupid ass out. Hey.
Did you want an orange juice, little man? Tomorrow, nah, I want an apple juice.
Knock your stupid ass out. What? This shit was real funny when it was called and it was her saying the shit. Then my daddy said this.
Oh, you put it on when
they get the snitching, yeah, it's like,
oh, no. Shit used to be funny.
No, so you read it. You he read it. He read it.
We had a good little jump going. Mommy said this. Mommy said that.
Oh, shit.
My daddy said
no. No,
you're speaking the wrong language, bro.
Hey, now we gotta put a stop to this shit.
I'm your man.
We ain't cool though. You're
supposed to be my man. Hey.
He's supposed to at least get a McDouble first before he start telling everything.
Man,
oh man,
nah, for real. They said skip the food. I'll let you know what you need to know. Said, where were you on the night of? It's like, shit, I was right there with my daddy. He cussing a lady out in the store. She gave him the wrong chain. You say, how your stupid ass get a job? Like, damn. My son running around calling niggas chump. Because I'd be like, man, you acting like a chump. Not to him specifically, but to other people in there. I'm thinking, you know. I'm like, yeah, but nah, when he be crying for no reason, I'm like, bruh, stop acting like a chump, bruh. Like, what are you doing, fool? So he going around telling kids, yeah, y'all some chumps. Look at you. You a chump. And he told the teacher she was a chump. I'm like, damn, bruh, not the teacher, bruh. Everybody else is cool, but the teacher, just chill on her, bruh. Told him he couldn't do something. He said, yeah, lady. You acting like a chump. Like, bro.
You gotta learn about the tattletale.
Yeah, man.
You called the wrong little boy a nigga. Why am I hearing about this?
Nah, for real. You gotta get slicker, man. What you doing? What are you doing?
Everybody says it.
Yeah. It's like, just don't. I'm not supposed to catch you.
Why you do?